Hey, welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. We're here in Sylacauga, Alabama, in the studios of Radio Alabama. This edition of the Bull Gap Journal, like all the others, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. And this morning, I have Laura Strickland, a good friend, joining me in the studio. Laura,
good morning.
Welcome. It's good morning to you, and I'm glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
Laura is probably a well-known face and community person around here, in that she's the a longtime Sylacauga native. Well, long time, all the time.
Yes.
Born and raised here, and now is the CEO and president of the Greater Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce. So, good on you for staying here and working the community.
Well, it's a passion, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to pursue it.
Good. Well, like I said, Laura is a Sylacauga native, Sylacauga High School. I'll let you tell the year.
1985.
85, okay. Good on you. Go Aggies.
Yes, go Aggies.
And then went off to Auburn University, and your degree there was?
Marketing and merchandising.
Marketing.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. I wasn't really sure what career pathway I wanted to pursue, and I loved the product development and retail side of the apparel industry, and so I pursued marketing and merchandising, and actually ended up on the product development side of merchandising rather than the retail side.
Where was that?
That was at Russell Corporation in Ellic City.
Wow.
Yeah. I did my internship there my final year at Auburn, and then had an opportunity to go to work full-time there and was living the dream. It was my dream job, and worked with the Jerseys division. Jerseys
nice.
With a Z.
Yeah.
I was always really proud to say that. Just had a great team that I worked with. Actually started out in product development, and then that evolved into event marketing, where I did trade shows for our division, traveled all over the country doing trade shows, and then evolved into the public relations and advertising side of our brand.
And that is such a great fit for what you're doing today with the chamber. How many years did you do that with Russell?
I was there 10 years before the textile industry went through major changes in our country.
Kidding. Yeah, for
sure. They moved my job to Atlanta, expected me to go, and had a one-year-old at the time. And my husband, Barry, who was also a graduate of Sylacauga, had delayed his career pathway pursuing a teaching degree for 7 years, and he had just graduated and found a teaching job, and leaving to go to Atlanta was not good timing for us.
So stayed here, stayed at home. Now,
following
that, you were a small business owner here in Sylacauga.
I was. Actually,
family business, right?
Right. Yeah. Before I did that, though, when Russell moved my job to Atlanta and I declined the offer, then I went to work for an ad agency in Birmingham, actually handling one of Russell's divisions, Cross Creek Apparel, out of Mount Airy, North Carolina. And I did that for a year before I returned home. I just decided, Barry and I had been married 7 years before we started our family, and I didn't enjoy traveling like I used to.
Yeah.
I was meant to be a mom, and so I looked for opportunities to allow me to pursue being a mom. And my grandfather had started our small business here in Sylacauga in 1958, and then my parents went to work there, and then my brother and I were there. And so my dad and my brother offered me the opportunity to come and work for the family business.
And that was?
That was Royal Tire Service, yes.
Yeah, as a kid in Sylacauga, I remember that in the late 1950s and 60s.
Yes. Yep. And so it was wonderful. I enjoyed being at home, having the flexibility to be a mom, but also, I tell you, working with your family has its challenges, but the rewards by far exceeded the challenges, Bob, and it just was a great experience. And I was there 15 years.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then after all of that experience, one is a marketing exec and a event exec for a large corporation, and then a small business owner.
Yeah.
You came to the chamber.
I did. When in 2015, my brother and I had an opportunity to sell the business, and we initially declined it, and then ultimately ended up considering it and made that decision in July of 2015. while I was at our family's business, I did serve on the board of directors at the chamber. And honestly, it had always been a dream of mine to work at the chamber because I'm not a typical salesperson. I have to be really passionate mm-hmm. about something to sell it. I was passionate in our family's business, and I could sell.
Sure.
I actually sold lots of tires and automotive service and repair.
You might have the record, the Silicaga record for most numbers of tires sold.
Yes, probably so. We did. But anyway, so, but it just never had the opportunity. And then when we sold the business, I stayed at home for about 6 months mm-hmm. and realized that that was definitely not what I wanted to do. I love being with people, and I love sharing my personality with others. And
right.
so the opportunity presented itself to come to work at the chamber, and here I am 7 years later.
Nice.
Just love it.
Now that's good. And, you know, just I'll do quite a plug for the chamber here. I think what you're doing there is has just been really phenomenal. And I think folks around here see that and they appreciate that. So I'll just use that as a public way to embarrass you in front of your peers to say
you know,
it's a great job.
It's
so.
One of those. There's a phrase that says, if you love what you're doing, mm-hmm. you never go to work a day
right.
in your life.
Exactly.
And I can honestly say I've had two dream jobs. I loved working with my family, and that had its purpose at the time.
Right.
But the job I had at Russell and then the job I have today, I can say that I love going to work every day.
Good. Well, now in the community, it's just a larger family for you because you're treating the community as if it's family. So I think that's good. So let's talk about the chamber and its impact on you know our community on our commerce. Just tell me about that impact and why it's so important.
Well, we look at ourselves as that connector. We are a facilitator and a connector of opportunities and conversations. You know, you were a part of our planning process about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And we created our vision, which was igniting the future. And that can encompass a lot of
sure.
different initiatives and programs. And we're like a lot of chambers, but we're not like a lot of chambers. We house not only community, quality of life, community development, making people want to live here, to work here, to spend their extracurricular time here,
right.
to shop here. We also wear a tourism hat. Plus, we are here to support both large and small business and industry to help them grow and to give them the tools to continue with their success and to become even better. And so we wear a lot of hats at the chamber, which I think that's one thing I really love about it. We get to put our hands in all aspects of economic development. And, you know, Bob, you mentioned the greater Silicaga area Chamber of Commerce. Economic development doesn't have boundaries or
it
limits.
Does not.
And
yep.
so it's to me, that's one of the beauties of what we do is we're able to see beyond those boundaries. Well, we don't see boundaries
right.
with our work, but we do work closely with the community with creating that quality of life component because we want to have a place that is desirable for people
sure.
to come and like I said, to live, to work, and to play. Anytime that we have a visitor to the community, I see that as an opportunity to recruit. We don't know if they're looking for a new home. We don't know if they're mm-hmm. looking for a new location to establish a business. But we get to play that role of connecting those opportunities and facilitating those opportunities.
So one important point about what you just said is that it goes beyond the boundaries of the city of Silicaga. It would have to because our commerce, our community, really goes outside of that. And I envision it, and yes, I recall that 6 years ago when we were working on that strategic plan with the chamber, the encouragement of the team to then look broader than just Silicaga, but to really just draw a 30-mile radius, so then you become 60 miles either way of really the impact that this chamber has.
Right.
So I think that's so important, and there's so much resource and so many people in this area that it is a greater Silicaga endeavor. So
because so much of our work does extend into that 60 to 90 mile radius. And that's been one of the greatest opportunities for bringing new commercial and retail development to our community. Because while Sylacauga is not considered on paper, according to data, as a rural community, we are surrounded, we're kind of pseudo-rural, but we're surrounded by so many rural communities. We are their hub of commerce.
Right.
Our grocery, our restaurants, our shopping, that is where we are their resource for that. So, you know, that's really a great aspect to have in your community, is to be that, have that draw, to draw that population in. And another important component of that is our workforce. That's where I've really found my passion, is working with workforce development, which is a buzzword. It's key for the success of any community in today's world.
And the key to that is that we don't want to develop all of this talent in the Sylacauga area that finds its way into Birmingham, or, I mean, good on Birmingham, good on Atlanta, whatever. But really, it's important to keep that talent at home.
It is.
And it's about building that community.
Right. So. And I've had an opportunity to work with all of our schools, and that's another great selling feature for Sylacauga, is that we have two very high-quality school systems feeding into our workforce through our county school and our city school. And again, other communities don't have that credential to share, and we do. And so I've enjoyed getting to work with the career tech directors at each of our systems to really find those opportunities to prepare the students of today, even starting in pre-K, starting to prepare our students to find career pathways here so that they can become productive citizens of Sylacauga or a surrounding area.
And that's so important, because I'm not sure that you or I had that.
No,
just didn't. It was a different age. So it's so important now, is that that's become part of, you know, establishing the roots of this community, and start it young. So that people have an appreciation for this community.
It is. And, you know, we have, with the demographic of our community, so many of our students are not going to pursue a four-year degree. So we've got to find those opportunities.
Exactly.
And that doesn't necessarily associate with a demographic, and I don't want anyone to take me wrong with that, but not everyone is meant to pursue a four-year degree.
I totally agree.
They're very smart young people with great work ethics that school is just not for them.
That's right, and it necessarily should not be.
Right.
They need to follow their passion, whatever it is.
Well, I think that's what got us into the position we are today, is that we took those craft trades for granted.
Yep.
And now we have those shortages with electricians and plumbers and construction. And if we don't have those components, then our economy is not going to be successful.
I totally agree. So, okay, we're gonna take a short break here. We've been talking to Laura Strickland, the CEO of the Greater Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, also longtime resident and native of Sylacauga, and we've talked about growing up here, and we've talked about her present endeavor at the chamber and the impact that the chamber has on the community. When we come back up, we're gonna talk a little more about community values and the importance of what we do here, chamber and community organizations and industry, on developing our communities and providing leadership to those communities. So stay with us, and we'll be right back on the Bull Gap Journal. Welcome back to the Bull Gap Journal, where we talk about life, leadership, and common sense. And if you were with us the first segment, you know that we're hosting a good friend of mine, Laura Strickland, who's the CEO of the Greater Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce. And we talked in the first segment about growing up here in Sylacauga. We're both Sylacauga natives. And then the importance of this community, and particularly in Laura's present endeavor, the importance of the chamber. We're going to shift gears just a little bit on this second segment, and we're going to talk about the community itself. and the importance of community and how we establish values there. So, Laura, let me start out first by saying good communities don't just happen, okay?
Right.
But it takes a component of leadership and of shared values. Could you just, let's talk about that a minute, the importance of leadership and shared values in communities.
It is. Leadership, we have a great program at the Chamber, Leadership Sylacauga, and not only, which you're a part of that for the past few years, but that is really where we're trying to establish those values for our leaders mm-hmm. or potential leaders in the community. Loyalty and respect but that loyalty component is what makes a small community different. And I like to think, people ask me all the time, what makes Sylacauga special? And I know it sounds cliche, but I don't think if you don't have the right people in your community and a passion for the community and have them having their own set of values and leadership qualities, then you can't create those things.
Right.
But we're very fortunate here that we do have the people that make Sylacauga what it is.
Yeah.
And I think that was even more evident during the pandemic. And that is what allowed our community to continue to thrive and to bounce back. I saw the loyalty component of our community just rise mm-hmm. above. And with small businesses, that's what made a difference, because our small businesses continue to thrive. They were encouraged to find new ways to adapt to meet the needs of the community that were at hand during the pandemic. So I don't think that we could have been as successful as we were without the people, but I do think that the people are what makes Sylacauga so special.
Right.
And that sounds like a really simple answer, but
no.
But it's who we are. They're the fabric of who we are.
Exactly. And I think you've heard me probably talk about this, that organizations have personalities. Organizations have, common shared values or not. Mm-hmm. And that, so for me, it goes back to leadership, because organizations and communities are going to behave like their leaders.
Right.
Does mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
And so it's so important that as we look at developing great communities, that we develop that leadership component mm-hmm. that has the good attributes of character, of valued elements of who they are and what they are, and bring that. So that's a passion. A passion discussion for me about how important that is. So,
The respect and loyalty that we show for each other in our community.
Right.
Friendliness. And I'm not saying we're the only community in our country that has that, but it is what makes us special. And I think as a small town, like we said earlier, we're a centric population of 12,000, mm-hmm. but if you extend a 60 to 90 mile radius, that increases exponentially. And but people are gravitating to those relationships. Society is striving and looking for those, yearning for those relationships that are only found in a small town.
Right.
And so we have to take advantage of that. Again, if the job is not here, we still want people to reside here. And there are challenges right now that we're facing with that. We have, as with everyone in the country, we have a housing shortage.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to address that. But we want, people are yearning for those experiences that are only found in a small town.
Well, something you said in the first segment was that you enjoyed family, you enjoyed being a parent. And, I know your sons and Barry and how important your family, your nuclear family is to you. And I can't help but see your passion for that, to see it in the community, and to the point of what you're saying, I think in a day and age where, and I don't want to go down a political rant here, but civility is so important, and it's one thing that I feel like we're missing today if we look at across, the nation, and we look across the world. And I think people at the end of the day are looking for a place where civility and respect for each other still is part of the day.
Yeah.
You know.
And, you know, our schools are striving to incorporate that into the lessons, the life lessons, not the book lessons,
right.
but the life lessons right. that they're sharing with the students. But we as a society have lost that, and it's so important to reinstate that and to find opportunities, which, like I mentioned earlier, our Leadership Sylacauga program.
Right.
We are trying to make sure that that values are something that we stress. We
sure.
want each participant to understand what their personal values are, because that carries over into all aspects of their life.
Exactly. And to not, you know, and I'm very fond of that program, by the way, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
and thanks for, you know, inviting me to participate in that. The personal values that a person begins to discover in themselves, and then they're able to display that either at work or in their community or their family. Those are so very, very important. And it's also one thing that, you know, we talk about is it does not have to be a cookie cutter approach. It needs to be what value is important, what values, are important to you, one as a person, and then as you would convey them at work as a business leader or in an organization, a community organization.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a drill we do, and you're familiar with it, where, you know, we put out a list of 25 or better value attributes and then ask everybody to narrow those down to 5, and everybody sort of goes, well, I can't do that. Well, no, let's do that. Narrow that 20, because you want to do them all, but pick the 5 that are the most important to you. And then the next question is, okay, now if you can only pick one, what would that one key core value be? And I think it's so important that we identify with that.
Yeah.
So let me lead in and go, Laura, what do you feel like is the most important, if you had to pick out, and I'll let you do 2 or 3, but the core values that you look for, either in a peer leader or yourself, that are really make up the fabric of who that leader is.
I really would like to see someone who is compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're compassionate, then you try to find the best in others.
Nice.
Honesty carries you a long way in all aspects of your life, and I don't see how you could be compassionate and not be honest. It's not always easy to be honest.
No.
It has challenges.
No.
But I think you can be honest with compassion.
And that's a good point. Yeah,
you can be.
Yeah.
And integrity. I think you have to respect yourself and others and maintain that integrity for yourself, for your organization, for your friends, for those surrounding you. So you have to, you know, and finding a good balance between all of those is
right.
It's a challenge, but I think those are the 3 that probably are top of mind for me.
So thanks for letting me put you on the spot here. So what we have was
compassion,
honesty, and integrity.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
All right. I'm writing those down.
Okay.
All right. So we're both Sylacauga natives.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up here. What would you tell a young person today about the value of being in this community, in Sylacauga, or the surrounding areas of Sylacauga, to encourage them to make this home?
I think that we, probably the one thing that, and I'm not sure, depending on their age, whether they value this or not, but relationships
mm-hmm.
Are what I think is one of our strongest aspects of our community, are those relationships. And because so much can grow from a relationship.
Yep.
But, and that's a personal, that would be something that you would be looking for personally, but also professionally too. I think that we are a forward-thinking community. We're not content with outlooking to the future to see how we can better ourselves as a community. And I think that's important. I want to be somewhere that there's opportunities, and those opportunities do exist here. I think because of our central location, you can have residence here when we get housing, but you can reside here. And even if your job carries you outside of Sylacauga, there are so many opportunities surrounding us, but then you get to return to your serene community where there are those relationships. Sure. And I would sell, I think I would love to show people what those relationships look like.
Great. Let's keep that workforce here, the young folks growing up, you know.
And
I know some are going to, I went off and didn't come back for over 40 years.
But I love that you did. So. And, you know, we see that happen more often than not. People go off to pursue some dreams. And you know, I never actually resided anywhere other than Sylacauga, but I did get to travel the country quite a bit for 8 years. And so I saw other aspects of society. And that was important. And it was exciting. But it made me appreciate what I had here in Sylacauga even more. But especially when I started to raise a family, those relationships became even more crucial in having that support for a family.
Yep. No, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, thanks for being the guest here today on the Bull Gap Journal, and talking about life. And some common sense about this community. So I appreciate that. And then definitely talking about leadership. So
you need to be reminded of common sense more often than not. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, I read something a few weeks ago about somebody was challenging common sense. They said, well, if you got bad experiences, then you're not going to have good common sense. And I'm going, well, yeah, that's right. That's why you need to have those values.
Yes.
And that's why you need to get in touch with your common sense, because, you know, I feel like we've got the tools to have good, sensical solutions.
You
just got to know how to use them. You're absolutely right. So again, thanks for joining us today. The guest here with me today is my good friend, Laura Strickland, the CEO and president of the Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce. Has been with us to talk about life, leadership, and common sense. If you like the Bull Gap Journal, if you like what we talk about, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap, and you can find more.